The state launched a new program today called Fosterware to help make sure kids in foster care have adequate clothing. The idea is to offer deep discounts to foster care families at retail outlets around the state. One store has signed on to the program, and the state hopes many more will follow. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Outdoor clothing and gear store REI in Anchorage is the only store currently participating in the program. The retailer is giving foster kids a 25% discount on all clothing and footwear items and free gear rentals. Store manager Mike Herzog says it was the right thing to do.
You know, we just hope that a whole bunch of other retailers will join us because I think it's important that we get kids out there in good gear, good clothing so they can fit in, but also so that they can enjoy the activities that are available here in Alaska. And you can't do that in poor clothing.
The idea for the program came directly from kids in the foster care system. Teenagers in a group called Facing Foster Care in Alaska included it on a list of goals for improving their experience. Amanda Mativier, a young foster care parent who spent 3 years in the system herself, is president of the group. She says the clothing stipend parents receive from the state is far from adequate.
We kept hearing this over and over, you know, young people saying, I don't have clothes, or, you know, my foster parents won't buy me clothes because, you know, they get a stipend, but it's really not enough, and it stretches pretty thin. And so this is, you know, an awesome way for businesses to really get involved, you know, and support foster families.
And Mativier says good clothes are important for self-esteem.
There was a young man in Fairbanks who he had to move schools because he was placed in foster care. So he went to a new high school. It was his junior year. He was 16. He didn't have shoes for some reason, and so he had to wear his younger sister's Barney boots to his first day at a new school at 16 years old. And so, I mean, if it's not traumatizing enough to be placed in foster care and then to have to, you know, come to school and experience that, I think that's almost abuse in itself to have to go through that kind of thing.
Anchorage area lawmaker Les Guerra, a Democrat, knows the struggles foster care kids face firsthand. He grew up in foster care in New York State. Guerra helped make the new state program a reality. He says there are plenty of bigger issues plaguing the state's foster care system, but that doesn't mean the new program isn't an important one.
There are so many problems, and if you get overwhelmed and say we can't do anything because the problems are too big, then you just lose from the outset. This is certainly among the smaller of the problems, but a real one. You know, when you're 13 years old and you look different than everybody else, that's a real problem. That's the biggest problem in your life at times when you're 13.
Guerra plans to introduce legislation in the upcoming session to reform foster care. He says more foster care parents are badly needed, along with more social workers to help them. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.